Thrombopleuritis can be broken down into thrombo or thrombus, which refers to a blood clot, phleb, which refers to a vein, and itis, which refers to inflammation. So thrombopleuritis is a blood clot that gets lodged in a vein and causes inflammation. Normally, the process starts with damage to the endothelium, or inner lining of the blood vessel walls, after which there's an immediate vasoconstriction or narrowing of the blood vessel, which limits the amount of blood flow. After that, some platelets adhere to the damaged vessel wall and become activated by collagen and tissue factor, which are proteins that are normally kept separated from the blood by an intact endothelium. These platelets then recruit additional platelets to form a platelet plug. This formation of the platelet plug is called primary hemostasis. After that, the coagulation cascade is activated. First off, in the blood, there's a set of clotting factors, most of which are proteins synthesized by the liver, and usually these are inactive and just floating around in the blood. The coagulation cascade starts when one of these proteins gets proteolytically cleaved. This active protein then proteolytically cleaves and activates the next clotting factor, and so on. The final step is activation of the protein fibrinogen to fibrin, which deposits and polymerizes to form a mesh around the platelets. So these steps leading up to the fibrin reinforcement of the platelet plug make up the process called secondary hemostasis, and result in a hard clot at the site of the injury. This cascade has a huge degree of amplification, and takes only a few minutes from injury to clot formation. So the activation of the cascade is carefully controlled by anticoagulation proteins that target and inactivate key clotting factors. For example, antithrombin inactivates factors 9A, 10A, 11A, 12A, 7A, and thrombin, while protein C inactivates factors 5A and 8A. As the clot grows in size, it limits the amount of blood able to pass by, and pressure in the vein increases. Usually, the clot might start naturally breaking down. For example, enzymes like plasmin break down fibrin into fragments called D-dimers. There are three main factors that lead to thrombosis, which are referred to as Virchow's triad. The first factor is slowed blood flow, also called stasis, in the veins. Typically, blood continuously flows smoothly through the blood vessel. But if the blood flow becomes turbulent, the linear flow is disrupted and slow or static pockets of blood are formed. Stasis can also happen during long periods of inactivity of the skeletal muscle pump, like bed rest or long flights and car rides. Or even during pregnancy, when a growing baby compresses nearby veins. During stasis, platelets and other clotting factors contact the endothelium, and prolonged interaction leads to clotting factor adhesion, and ultimately activation of the clotting cascade. The second factor is a state of hypercoagulation, where altered amounts of clotting factors increase primary or secondary hemostasis. This can happen for genetic or acquired reasons like surgery, or taking certain medications like birth control pills. During surgery, physical damage to the vessels activates the clotting cascade. And birth control pills tip the balance towards clotting, because they increase the levels of clotting factors and decrease the levels of some of the anticoagulation factors, like protein C and antithrombin. A third factor is damage to the endothelial cell lining of a blood vessel, which exposes tissue factor and collagen. Damage can be caused by infections, chronic inflammation, or toxins like those found in tobacco cigarettes. Thrombophlebitis most often happens in superficial and deep leg veins, leading to superficial thrombophlebitis and deep venous thrombosis, called a DVT. That being said, it can also develop in other areas of the body, like at the site of an IV insertion, especially if that IV has been sitting in the vein for days to weeks. Other conditions that can increase the risk of thrombophlebitis are Trousseau syndrome, which is where some people with pancreatic cancer get thrombophlebitis in various veins, as well as Mondor disease, where thrombophlebitis happens in the breast or front chest wall. Sometimes thrombophlebitis can get infected, or it can happen the other way around with an infection in the skin or soft tissue causing the thrombophlebitis. A classic cause is Staphylococcus aureus. And when the blood clot's infected, it's called septic thrombophlebitis. As you might guess, having an infected blood clot can be pretty dangerous, because it can lead to sepsis and can quickly allow that infection to get carried in the blood to other parts of the circulatory system. Thrombophlebitis is most common in a limb, usually the lower leg, and it can make the area around the clot inflamed. And this causes pain, swelling, redness, and warmth. Superficial thrombophlebitis can cause the affected vein to get hard like an electric cord. If there's septic thrombophlebitis, it can also cause systemic symptoms like fevers. If the septic thrombophlebitis is severe enough, it can lead to shock, where there's a drop in blood pressure and organs can fail from not getting enough blood. The diagnosis of thrombophlebitis can be made by ultrasound. Alternatively, if the ultrasound is inconclusive, a more invasive venography procedure can be performed. This is when a dye is injected into the veins and an X-ray is taken to identify blockages. Also, a D-dimer blood test can be helpful, because fibrin breakdown product levels are usually higher in the presence of a clot. Generally speaking, the body makes and breaks blood clots all the time, and some small clots resolve on their own. But large clots that cause symptoms typically need an intervention. Thrombolytic enzymes can be given to help break down the clot, or a thrombectomy can be done to surgically remove the clot. Long-term treatment to prevent future thrombi from forming can include anticoagulant medications like warfarin or heparin, which inhibit the clotting cascade and prevent clot formation. Prevention of a deep vein thrombosis is also important. Compression stockings and frequent calf exercises during long periods of sitting still can help move blood through the veins to prevent stasis. All right, as a quick recap, thrombophlebitis is the inflammation of a vein around a blood clot. And if it gets infected, it's called septic thrombophlebitis. The three main causes, stasis, hypercoagulation of clotting factors, and damage of the endothelial lining, are often referred to as Virchow's triad. It most often develops in the legs and can be categorized as either superficial thrombophlebitis or deep venous thrombosis, though it can also happen in other areas of the body, especially at the site of an IV insertion.